Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
The Departed to highlight Monahan's Red Dirt Roadshow. It was around 1980 when a young Cody Canada was with his father at a steakhouse in Oklahoma City, seeing George Strait perform. While he knows his music is different from what Strait does, Canada says that performance would help inspire him to become a musician later in life. Quote, I was 5 or 4 years old when I saw a George Strait performance at a small club in Oklahoma City. That's what made me want to do it. I know my music is far from what George Strait does, but that's what really gets it all started for me, end quote. It wasn't long before he learned how to play guitar. Over 40 years later, Canada is still doing what he loves, playing what is known as Red Dirt Country Music. Today, he is the lead singer for Cody Canada and the Departed, who lives in New Braunfels. The group will soon make its way to Monahan's for the Red Dirt Road Show. The event is scheduled for 6 p.m. May 13th at Ward County Arena. The evening's concert will also include country musicians Stoney LaRue and Tanner Usry. Playing alongside Canada in the band is bass player Jeremy Plato and drummer Eric Hansen. Together, they've performed songs that blur the lines between hard-edge country, rock and roll, and all the gritty sounds in between. The Departed formed in 2011, shortly after the breakup of Cross Canadian Ragweed, a wildly influential band that headlined the Red Dirt scene for about a decade, in which Canada was the frontman for. It's been 4 years since the group released its last album titled Three, which is named after the number of members in the band. However, Canada will admit that a lot has changed with the record industry. It's gone from CDs and full-length albums to singles, and that's been weird to adjust to, end quote, Canada said. Quote, when Ragweed split up, I went to a 6-piece band because I thought the bigger the better, and now it's a 3-piece band because you don't need to have all of that. If you know how to play guitar and you know how to sing, and everybody else is doing the same thing and everybody plays their part, then you don't really need Flash. All you need is the music, and that's really what the 3 record was about. We were proving to everyone that we can do this as a 3-piece, end quote. Talking about songwriting influences, Canada says he's always been a fan of Neil Young and Willie Nelson. When it comes to the music portion, he brings up the grunge music era of the early 1990s. Quote, I was a child of the 90s, end quote, Canada said. Quote, my parents split up when I was 12, and that's right when the grunge movement happened. It was tailor-made for me because I was angry and had anxiety, and touch music always has a place in my heart. The old country music, I quit listening to country about 15 years ago, but the old stuff, along with the 90s and 70s stuff, that stuff drove me, and I still listen to all of that and find hidden gems from time to time, end quote. A year ago, The Departed recorded their latest single, which was a cover of If You Want It That Much by The Great Divide. Quote, I heard that song about 20 years ago, end quote, Canada said. Quote, I was on tour with The Great Divide, and I thought one day I was going to record that song. During the pandemic, while locked in a studio, I started recording the songs that I always wanted to record, and that song was number 2 on the list. It just felt like an old pair of shoes. I'm glad that I got the opportunity to record that song, and it felt like it was the right time, end quote. Recently, The Departed finished re-recording Soul Gravy, which was the second studio album Cross Canadian Ragweed recorded on Universal South Records back in 2004. While the original album did peak at number 5 on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart and feature the singles Sick and Tired and Alabama, both of which charted on the Hot Country Songs charts, Canada was not a fan of the album. This re-recording featured the songs the way Canada wanted them done. Quote, it was really fun because number 1, I didn't get to record the original the way I wanted to, end quote, Canada said. Quote, I remember being really busy and rushed the recording. I recorded it on a Line 6 pod that you can use to make it sound like anybody, and the first couple of days I didn't want to do it, but then I realized that I wasn't going to win this battle, and we had to get a record out and make everybody happy. We recorded it, and the record was a hit with fans, but it still bothered me. It wasn't perfect to me, end quote. Because Canada was so busy and doing 250 shows in 2004, he had to compromise and get as many records out as possible, and then go back to writing the next song. Quote, it was a busy, busy time, end quote, Canada said. However, with the re-recording, it was done on his own time and in his own studio. Quote, "We brought in people to play," end quote, Canada said. Quote, "My boys and kids helped. It's not oversaturated with musicians, but it was exactly the way I wanted it done the first time," end quote. It didn't take long for Canada to re-record the album, saying that it only took a week. The new version featured Lee Ann Womack singing. Quote, "It's easy to re-record when you've been playing the song for 19 years, so it was easy," end quote, Canada said. Quote, I don't think there was a difficult part. It was tougher to sing because I've gotten older, but we had some students who managed to sing the crap out of it," end quote. Today, Canada continues to be on the road doing shows left and right, but not as much he used to. Quote, "In 2004, I was doing 250 to 275, and that was with no kids, and my wife was with me on the road all the time then," end quote, Canada said. He finds a way to balance everything today with his wife and kids. Quote, "Now I have two kids and a music school and the pandemic, and I'm doing about 150 a year, which is still a lot for a lot of people, but it's pretty comfortable for me," end quote, Canada said. His old band Ragweed lasted from 1994 to 2010. The band was formed in Yukon, Oklahoma. When talking about that band's breakup, he described it as a, quote, "sinking ship," end quote. Quote, "Ragweed was in trouble 2 years before we called it quits," end quote, Canada said. Quote, "It was a lot of pressure. There are a lot of bands that go through that. It was a lot of pressure. Two guys in the bands didn't want to play as much, and they wanted to choose bigger shows over more shows that meant more to me. They wanted to do openings for Miranda Lambert, and I like Miranda. She's a friend and everything, but that's not my thing. I don't want to go on stage and perform for an hour. I want to go a town and play for 2 hours." So things started getting rocky, end quote. Once he knew it was over, Canada started recruiting other members, including Play-Doh, who played alongside in Ragweed. Quote, "Jeremy and I went to grade school together," end quote, Canada said. Quote, "We did a lot of things together. Other members would come and go over the last decade, and Hanson, who is a longtime friend of Canada, would join the Departed 3 years ago." Quote, "I called Eric to fill in for a couple of gigs, and soon he wanted to stay on, and that was all I wanted him to say," end quote, Canada said. Quote, "He's the best drummer I've ever known. He dove in," end quote. The Red Dirt Road Show has been on tour going to different cities in Oklahoma and Texas. The recent stop was at Freedom, Oklahoma, and the next stop will be in Monahans in a few weeks. The show is put on by JNP Productions. Senior Director of Operations at JNP Productions, Dan Baus, said the company was drawn to Monahans due to its location and the Ward County Arena. Quote, We were made aware of this nice facility that was just built, and they were wondering how it could be put to use, and we were planning on going to other markets, but we thought it was just feasible to take a shot at this new market," end quote, Baus said. Quote, "There really isn't a lot of entertainment coming through. Bands play in Midland and Odessa, but it just seemed like a nice venue. The bands were available that particular weekend. We're taking a shot, and we're going to see if it works. And if it does, we're going to definitely have more shows there," end quote. With the lineup of musicians, along with Canada and the Departed, Baus is eager about putting on a good show in the Permian Basin. Quote, "Stoney is so prolific and dominant as far as red dirt music goes," end quote, Baus said. Quote, "You can call these guys the statesmen of the scene. In the last couple of years, there's been so many new faces and new acts, and they really owe a lot to Stoney and Cody. So when we got a chance to pair them together, people were coming out of the woodwork saying this was going to be a great show. Tanner is probably one of the hottest young acts on the bill. There are a lot of young and upcoming artists on this bill. It gives the audiences a chance to see where Tanner's music is coming from and its influences, like Cody and Stoney," end quote. As far as the future of the Departed, Canada says the band is going to keep moving forward. Quote, "We're going to keep going and keep playing," end quote, Canada said. Quote, "I'm 45 years old, so I have enough left in me," end quote. MOSC to present May the Planets Be With You. For its final performance of the season, the Midland Odessa Symphony Chorale will take its audience members on a journey through space and time with its performance of May the Planets Be With You. The concert will take place at 7:30 p.m. May 14th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. Like many performances this season, this show was originally supposed to take place 2 years ago, but due to COVID was put on hold. Quote, "This entire season has been a lot of shows that have been deferred since the worst days of the pandemic, so it's been really rewarding to be back at full force with the entire orchestra, with no restrictions on the audience, end quote, MOSC conductor Gary Lewis said. Quote, it's been really fun to be back, end quote. The evening will open with the iconic John Williams Star Wars suite that fans are well familiar with. The second half of the program will feature Gustav Holst's timeless work, The Planets, which will feature a full orchestra accompanied by a women's chorus. Holst composed The Planets between 1914 and 1916. The work features seven movements, all creatively named after the known planets at that time. There are titles such as Mars, the bringer of war, and Venus, the bringer of peace, as well as Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, which features the British patriotic hymn, I Vow to Thee My Country. For Lewis, The Planets is one of his all-time favorites. Quote, it's just an incredibly vivid tour through the solar system, and it uses a big orchestra, end quote, Lewis said. Quote, it's really great, end quote. The music will be accompanied by planetarium-like visuals by artist Adrian Wired. Quote, we're going to be accompanying that with a video presentation that illustrates the planets and the solar system, end quote, Lewis said. Quote, it's just one of the great works for a large orchestra, end quote. For Lewis, Star Wars and the Planets both had a major musical influence on him at a young age. Quote, I have a real personal connection to this program because these two works were incredibly important to me in learning about orchestral music, end quote, Lewis said. Quote, I remember when I was a third grader, growing up in Oklahoma City, we went to hear the OKC Symphony play as part of a field trip, and they played Mars and Jupiter from the Planets. I was completely blown away and asked my parents to buy me an album of the Planets. Years later, when Star Wars came out, I remember lying on the floor between the speakers and soaking the sound of the London Symphony Orchestra playing, and it was just an important experience in my development as a musician and conductor, end quote. One of the things Lewis said he enjoys about the Planets is the variety and how it fits perfectly with a large orchestra. Quote, the work is not describing the geological or the formation of the planets, but it's describing more the spirits and personalities and characteristics of the planets, end quote, Lewis said. Quote, you have Mars, the bringer of war, to Uranus, the magician, and everything in between. The scope and range of emotions and characters and sound is just really remarkable. I think, too, just the fact that it uses a large orchestra and so many interments and colors within the orchestra, it's just beautifully orchestrated. It's just that variety of character that appeals to me the most, end quote. This summer will mark the start of a new era for the orchestra as it will be renamed the West Texas Symphony starting July 1st. This upcoming season will also be the 60th anniversary of the orchestra. Quote, well, I think it's going to be a terrific way to begin our next 60 years, end quote, Lewis said. Quote, the orchestra has been such an integral part of the community for six decades now, and we look forward to recommitting ourselves to serving not only the Midland, Odessa, and surrounding areas, but hopefully expand our reach and serve a broader part of West Texas, end quote. Lewis said he couldn't be more excited about this upcoming performance. Quote, we're hoping that everyone will come out and hope everyone will check out the 60th anniversary season and support this wonderful orchestra that's such a vital part of our community, end quote, Lewis said. Death notices. Tommy J. Gatlin, Midland. Tommy J. Gatlin, 80, of Midland, died Monday, May 2nd, 2022, in Midland. Graveside service was held at American Heritage Cemetery. Arrangements are by American Heritage, Obits, of American Heritage Funeral Home. Teresa Ann Treadaway Kaiser, Odessa. Teresa Ann Treadaway Kaiser, 70, of Odessa, died Wednesday, May 4th, 2022, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. May 7th, 2022, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Lonnie Jo Short, Midland. Lonnie Jo Short, 74, died Saturday, April 30th, 2022, in Midland. Services are pending with American Heritage of Midland. No chance for successful ectopic pregnancy. Dear Dr. Roach, what is an ectopic pregnancy? Answer. Ectopic comes from the Greek roots meaning out of place, and that's just what it is. A normal pregnancy is in the uterus, also called womb. The most common places for an ectopic pregnancy are along the path the ovum, egg, travels, meaning from the ovary through the fallopian tube, which carries the ovum from the ovary to the uterus, and the uterus, and even its opening, the cervix. Rates from 0.6% to 2% of pregnancies are reported as being ectopic. Rates are higher in Black women and women who were older when pregnant. 96% of ectopic pregnancies are found in the fallopian tube. The ovary and the abdominal cavity are other possible sites. There's virtually no chance for a successful ectopic pregnancy, and there's a high risk to the mother's life. So, as early as possible, ectopic pregnancies are treated to avoid rupture of the tube. Both surgical and medical therapies are available, with medical treatment becoming the preferred treatment. I want to emphasize this is in no way an elective abortion. The fetus cannot survive nor be transplanted into the uterus, and the pregnancy is a risk to the mother's life. Following treatment, even if removal of the fallopian tube is necessary, there is a good chance of preserved fertility, although the risk of a subsequent ectopic pregnancy is higher. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Woman feels mistreated by disrespectful daughter. Dear Abby, I have a daughter, Molly, who is in her late 30s. Her father and I divorced when she was an infant, and I raised her with help from my family until I remarried. Her father had visitation and paid child support, but that's where it ended. Throughout Molly's life, I've taken care of all medical expenses, extracurricular activities, and I sacrificed so she could have what she needed. The problem I'm having is that she treats me badly, while her father, his family, her husband's family, and members of my family are put on a pedestal. The disrespectful way she talks to me and her superior attitude have sent me into depression. She doesn't answer texts or return my phone calls unless she feels like it and wants something. There's the possibility that I'll be coming into some money soon, and I have been thinking about changing my will and not leaving her anything. I'm seeing a therapist to figure out why I can't tell her how much her words and actions hurt me. I love her very much, but I don't like her. Shouldn't she be the one in therapy to figure out why she treats me this way? Signed, Mistreated Mom in Georgia. Dear Mom, people don't usually seek therapy unless they're hurting, as you are. Don't waste your time waiting for her to seek help for something she doesn't think is a problem. Your daughter is fine with the status quo because you haven't drawn the line and demanded to be treated with consideration. I don't know if she's aware that you are about to come into money, but when she finds out, you may discover she has a sudden change of attitude. If the money comes through, I hope you will spend that windfall on things you enjoy. Travel, cultural events, all the activities you missed out on while sacrificing for Molly. You deserve it. She does not. Please tell your therapist I said so. I'm quite sure your therapist will agree. Dear Abby, I renovated and moved into my girlfriend's house a year ago to the tune of $80,000. We've been together 12 years and agreed that, although neither of us wants to remarry, we should stop paying two mortgages because we're nearing retirement and should save money. She has an old cat that is peeing all over the house. She says, "What do you want me to do about it?" I'm asking her to help me figure something out, but after more than a year of dealing with her cat peeing on everything from my children's beds to the carpets, nothing has changed. What can I say to get through to her that this is ruining our home and potentially getting people sick? I can't have guests over because of the smell. Signed, Frustrated over the feline. Dear Frustrated, you and your girlfriend should discuss this with the cat's veterinarian to find out if the animal's behavior is age-related and can't be controlled or a behavioral problem that can be corrected. Please don't wait to do it. You have my sympathy.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.